朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Without being the spirit of prayer is not 神父也挺好，你可以花很多的时间祷告，你在很多的侍奉前祷告，但是如果我们不在圣灵里，那个不是祷告。
Please pay attention. We could spend a lot of time praying for our ministry, but if we do not pray in the Spirit, our prayers do not count.
它不过只是宗教一个敬虔的一个做法就是了，它不是祷告。
Maybe some of religious things that Christians do, but they're not called prayer.
它不过是我心愿的一个发表就是了，它不是祷告。
It could be an expression of my wish, but it is not a prayer.
祷告是人和神在圣灵中相会了，而且我们在这里交通。
Prayer is a divine encounter between God and man, and that we could fellowship.
所以真实的祷告一定有两件事情。
When we have real prayer, two things will happen.
一定是我们跟这位听祷告的神相遇。
That we meet with the God who listens to prayers.
我们是来到神的面前。
This will come before God.
我们在祷告中跟主相会。
In our prayers, we meet God.
因为这边这件事情，我不知道要怎么去强调它。我也常常提醒我自己，我也请求弟兄姊妹要注意这件事情。
I don't know how to emphasize it more, and often remind myself and also brothers and sisters.
我们的祷告一定要在神的同在中。
Our prayer has to be done in God's presence.
所以，当我们真正在神同在中而祷告的时候，你知道这是一件最荣耀、最喜乐的事情。
When we pray in God's presence, it's the most glorious and joyful thing.
没有一个喜乐大过我们亲的主了。
There's no other joy greater than meeting God.
没有一个满足大过我们遇见主了。
There's no greater satisfaction than meeting God.
而且真实遇见主，一定叫我们整个人力量复原、信心得力。
And when we meet God, our strength will be renewed.
因为怎么样，我们需要求神帮助我们回到最重要的根基。
We need our God to ask God to help us to go back to the most important fundamental.
我们不甘心活在仇敌的欺骗里面。
We're not willing to live in the deception of the enemy.
很多人当了基督徒几十年了，很少有真实的祷告。
Many Christians have been Christians for a long time without.
所以我说斯麦克弟兄说仇敌最怕的一件事情就是弟兄间连结起来了。
So our brother Spark says what enemy is afraid the most is when heaven and earth are connected.
当我们真正向灵里祷告的时候，天上我们是开的。
When we truly pray in the spirit, heaven will be open to us.
当我们真正向灵祷告的时候，我们会遇见真祷告的神。
When we truly pray in the Spirit, we will meet God who listens to our prayers.
第二件事情一定会发生的。
The second thing that will happen.
祷告不光是一个神圣的相会 ，divine encounter 而已，它也是一个神圣的相交 ，divine fellowship.
The prayer is not only a divine encounter, but also a divine fellowship.
我们不仅仅是。
That we have fellowship with God.
从基本的一面来说，我们把我们的痛苦告诉他。
Yes, we can share with him all of our sorrows and suffering.
我们把我们的心愿告诉他。
And we can share with him our wishes.
我们把我们为别人祷告的负担告诉他。
And the burdens to pray for others.
我们为了全家的复兴，我们告诉他。
We can tell him our desires for church revival.
另外一方面，他把他的心情告诉我们。
And on the other hand, he will share with us this part.
另外一方面，当我们祷告错的时候，他会来帮助我们，来教训我们。
But if our prayers are not right, he will correct them.
祷告第二件重要的事情。
So the second important thing about prayer.
就是一定有事情发生。
That something will happen.
我们被改变。
That we will be changed.
我们跟他的关系被改变。
Our relationship with him will be changed.
我们的生命被他改变。
Our life will be changed.
原来我们的祷告这么自私，这么错误的。
But before our prayers could be very selfish and wrong.
他改变了我们。
And then he will change us.
让我们的祷告越来越纯粹。
So that our prayers become more and more pure.
让我们的祷告越来越成熟。
And more and more mature.
而真实的祷告一定带着我们生活的改变。
And true prayer will bring about true changes in our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters,
当我们真正的圣灵中遇见神的时
候 ，When we encounter God in the Spirit,
就像弥陀圣经上告诉我们，当我们跪下来的时候，我们就达到了前所未有最高的境界。
As Brother Watchman Nee says, whenever we are on our knees, we actually reach a realm that is higher than before, the highest realm.
多宝贵的事情
！How precious that will be!
我们没有一个属灵的境界可以高过我们现在跪下的面前。
There's no spiritual realm that we can reach higher than when we are on our knees.
当我们真跪在神面前的时候
，When we truly be on our knees,
我们达到了前所未有最高的境界。
We actually reach a spiritual realm that we never reached before.
我们来到了天上，来到了圣所。来到施恩宝座前，来到坐在宝座的神面前。
Because we reach heaven, we reach the most holy place, we reach the throne, and the God who sits on the throne.
用是为基督
，How great that is！
祷告中，让我们可以成就极大的事。
And in prayer, we accomplish the greatest things.
我们能够为神做的最大的事，能够为人做的最大的事，永远都是神的祷告。
The greatest thing that we can do for God or for man can only be accomplished through prayer.
不祷告是我们在做事。
When we do not pray, we have to do things on our own strength.
不祷告是我在帮助他。
When without prayer, we are actually helping others.
当我真正在圣灵中祷告的时候，是神在做事。
But whenever I pray in the Spirit, God is doing it.
当我真正在圣灵中祷告的时候，神是借着我做事，把祝福带给他。
When we truly pray in the Spirit, then God uses us to work His work.
所以我们为神跟为人所能做的事，没有一件事情大过超过我们在祷告中能做。
So there's no greater thing that we can do for God or man, except.Doing it through prayer.
所以你们千万不要误会的，那这样的人或都不要服侍的，我们专门祷告就好了。
Please do not misunderstand and think, okay, from now on, I will put all my services and just focus on prayer.
要散会，很多人都跑来找我，一定说我要 quit my service.
This evening, everyone will come to resign from their services.
我要达到最高的境界，我要做最大的侍奉，我要去祷告。
I want to reach the highest spiritual realm, and I want to do the greatest service, so I want to focus myself on prayer.
因为我已经在做事情，所以绝对不会答应。
Don't tell me, but tell God, and He will not agree.
真正出入曼利的人，应该跟随他出到云儿去。
Anyone who will follow Jesus into the veil will also follow him outside.
没有人只有在圣所享受神，而不肯跟着羔羊出到云外去受苦受十字架的道路。
No one will only enjoy God's presence in the most holy place without following him on the way of the cross.
耶稣说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，他乃是要服侍人。舍掉自己的生命做万人的赎祭。
The Lord Jesus Himself says, "The Son of Man did not come to serve, to be served, but to serve, and to give Himself as the ransom for many."
这就是我们现在讲什么叫祷告。
So what is prayer? That's me.
请你们原谅我，强迫你们，接受我的定义，让他可以有更好的定义。
Sorry for forcing you to accept my definition. Hopefully, you will find better ones later.
那这个定义是我在你面前一直祷告，一直祷告。我说主啊，到底什么叫做祷告？能够很简单又容易起，又能够这个激动，能够摸到那个精华，让弟兄姊妹记得的。
He came up with this definition as much prayer, so that this is a simple one that people can easily understand and remember.
我们一起来哈，我们从零起来开始。
Let's review the definition of prayer.
要用中文、英文都可以，只要你想。
Young people,
like,
you can say it in Chinese. So what is prayer?
Divine encounter with God. 好好，这是你们的。还有没有人要补充 ？Meet and fellowship, 好，相遇的相交，很好。还有没有要补充
？What?
Lead the Holy Spirit, 你是当妈的还是？人与神圣灵中的智慧与神交哈，我们再讲一次，另外一个，你把它翻译什么？我都忘记
了。没
有，好，在中间这个相会与相交啊，那在这边 ，OK， 好，我希望我们记得，好不好？我们每次祷告的时候，让圣灵来提醒我们。
Hope that we will all remember, and then if we forget, then Holy Spirit remind us.
让我花几分钟稍微复习一下。我非常感谢主，这次把王弟兄带到我们中间。
And I really praise the Lord for bringing Brother Wayne here with us in the past week.
我2001年、2002年对于新闻碰到他的时候，我就很感动。
When we first met him here 2001 and 2002。my wife and I were very touched.
我觉得他现在是以父的心为念，以神家为使命的一个人。
So he's the one that focuses his mind on the Father's business.
他这次来跟我们分享里面，最让我被光照、受感动的，就是他的祷告生活。
And what touches me the most is from his sharing with his prayer life.
他跟我们讲到他在监狱里面受苦的时候，当别人不允许他祷告的时候。
He shared with us when he was suffering, being persecuted in prison, and was not allowed to pray.
他说那些狱卒们讲，他说我宁可死在这里，我饿死都不能不祷告的。
And he told those jailers, I'd rather die instead of pray.
他说从我信耶稣以来这几十年，我从来没有一次不祷告就吃东西的。
because ever since I became Christian, there was not even once that I took my food without prayer.
If you do
not allow me to say grace, then I will not eat. And they wouldn't take it. They say, oh, where do you think you are? If you don't want to eat, forget it. And then he just would not eat. So finally, they
gave
up. Not only that his testimony touched me very much, but also he had a prayer.
He
says, Lord, you can take away everything I have. But please do not take away, do not allow people to take away my right to pray. And this is such a great witness.
This
Lord, you can take away everything
else.
Yes, I can lose my health. My career, my job, my service.
I can
starve here, but I cannot go on without prayer.
So
this is such a great witness. Your prayer has to be breathed upon by the Holy Spirit. The Lord breathed into Adam, and then he became a living soul. And the breath of the Lord entered into the dry bone revived. Our prayer has to be a breath and then our prayer has to have life. Prayer has to be alive.
所以他说到, 没有属于呼吸的人就是死人,
without spiritual breath, it is a dead person.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so if our prayer is not a spiritual breathing,
in
spiritual wise, in God's eyes, we're actually dead.
所以他就属于呼吸,
so we have to restore a spiritual
breathing.
Whenever we are sleeping, our organs may rest and our senses may become dull, but not our breathing. So the last thing that we can stop is our breath. Then that is the moment that we go
to sleep.
Second thing, not only that our prayer has to be alive. Our prayer has to supply life. Not only that, our prayer has to be alive, but it has to supply life. There's no other method that will supply life more precious. A lot of us will echo. Oftentimes we are revived because we hear other people's
prayers.
And he also says that the most fundamental reason why today our churches are so weak and without revival is because of our weak prayers. Yes, but I shared, many people could be praying. Many churches are prayer meetings. But yet churches remain weak and
desolate.
Number one reason that we are weak and desolate is because we lost the right and the power to supply life in our prayers. And we need to be restored and revived by the Lord. And then our prayer life is the thermometer of our spiritual health. When we love the Lord, we're spiritual. This is our prayer life. Oftentimes, our failures are caused by failure in our prayer life.
教会公开的祷告，成为一个公道，不是教会的祷告的时候。But
while we pray in the corporate and public prayers,
我们的祷告要能够真正供应生命。In
order for our prayers to supply and give life,
我们求的最重要的是希望活在灵里面。Not
only that, we have to be in the spirit and have to be alive.
我们也学习成长有力。Let's
learn to make it short and powerful.
你在长话，很多自己的话插进去，你会把大家的灵都搞垮掉。
We pray of a long prayer with a lot of words added by yourself.
And
people's spirit down. Yes, I know some people can pray for a long time before
fasting.
But then when we come to public prayer meetings, let's eat like these and only give out the essence. So that people can receive a life through
our prayer.
Thirdly, the prayer with the kingdom mission. And then our brother Wei shared with us that his soul spent his life without
God.
And King David was a man of
prayer.
He cared about God's needs.
他不容眼睛睡觉，不容眼目打盹，他不让自己进床，他不成帐幕，直到为雅各的大门所许可出现。
He would not allow his eyes to slumber until he finds a dwelling place for the Almighty.
所以他今天讲到我们的祷告，如果没有使命，我们怎么可能在传福音跟施工之中有使命的？
Without having the sense of mission in our prayers, how can we have the sense of mission in
evangelism? If we even
in our most private prayers, we do not have the fire, then how can we go reach out others with fire? So when we pray, we have to have a sense of mission. And we might say, where does this sense of mission come from? How can I pray with a sense of mission?
I'll
give you three things and then you can have more sharing
later. 愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
By the way, she was like that, just as the Lord's prayer, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in
heaven.
When we pray for the fulfillment of God's will, that is a mission. Second, in how we can have the sense of mission is that we want to please God and comfort God's heart. If we remember that when we labor ourselves in prayer, that will actually please God's heart, that will motivate us to pray.
三个我要特别复习跟补充的就是我好久以前讲过一次摩西，山上的祷告。
The third thing is something I shared with you before, that when Moses and her pray on the mountaintop.
他们为了跟亚玛力人征战，我们那天特别讲到一件事情。
that happened during the battle with Amalekites and with especially nation
something.
The prayer on the mountaintop determines the battle on the battlefield, on the
valley.
And our invisible prayer life determines the victory of our daily living.
那天有一句非常关键的话，我说摩西何时举手怎么样？
Say that whenever Moses lifts up his hand and prays, Joshua will have the victory.
什么时候摩西把手伸下来？
Whenever Moses put down his hand,
怎么样？亚玛力人就得胜。
And the Amalekites will win.
所以我那天跟弟兄姊妹讲到一个很重的负担，我说我们听祷告，一定有事情发生的。
So I share with you at that time a very heavy burden of mine. That whenever we pray, something will happen.
摩西要得胜的。
Joshua will have the victory.
这是大家注意，我们不祷告也一定有事情发生。
But please pay attention. Whenever we do not pray, something will happen too.
亚玛力人就得胜了。
Amalekites will win.
神的儿女们受到苦难，受到苦难。
So children of God will suffer shame and be persecuted.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你一天到晚为了世界，我们为了世界，为了孩子，我没有空祷告。
Please do not think that you do not have time to pray because your life is occupied by your children and the affairs of the world. Without praying, we are actually handing our children to the hands of
Amalekites.
Without prayer, we actually open our door wide and invite the enemy to come into our household and destroy. Without prayer, we're actually under the destruction and persecution of the enemy. Not that Moses was not tired. He was already over his
80 years.
But not that Aaron or Hur were not tired. They were all over 80 years old. Now that they do not want to live, but whenever they drop their
hands,
and then they will see the warriors and get slain on the battlefield. And they will see the enemy having victory. With this vision, we will not stop
a prayer.
We will not let ourselves go without prayer.
So where does
this mission come from? For God's will to be fulfilled, we will have sense
of mission.
In order to love and please God's heart, we will be willing to pray.
Even if we cannot
reach these two, but for our daily living now, we have to pray. Without prayer, the enemy will come to kill, destroy, and steal. We will not enjoy a good life without God. Without good prayer, we cannot live a normal life. Sooner or later, your household will be destroyed by the enemy. Sooner or later, our spiritual life will be destroyed. Or maybe it's already happening now.
Look
at how many people are addicted to pornography. How many people cannot have normal devotion life. So many people that they can be punctual in other meetings but not church meetings.
Is it
that important that you sleep half an hour more? Why can't you come to the house of God earlier? Where is God exactly? Who is the God that we believe? If he is God, will we still keep on going? We will not be late when we attend weddings or funerals or school activities. I hope we have this pain. Small group leaders, we go home
every day.
We're not like the Greeks, we're just talking. God's will has to accomplish. The war on the cross needs comfort. How
神儿女们在仇敌的手底下。
How many Christians are under the hands of the enemy?
教会软弱荒凉，因为我们不祷告
啊。Churches are weak and therefore because we do not pray.
因为祷告要有使命的。
We have to pray with a sense of mission.
我们不能够 let go.
We cannot let go.
我们要起来祷告。
We have to rise and pray.
因为外面喊、外面叫要支持没有用，我们要起来祷告。
Useless when we promote and urge to be punctual, we have to pray.
第十件事情。讲到积极主动的祷告。
We have to have fervent and proactive prayer.
医生用了诗篇箴言三十一章，他用的非常好。
Brother Wei used Proverbs chapter 31 and then thank God.
说到那个是
很有道理。He talked about the women of noble character.Which refers to church and the children of God and the relationship between children of God and God.
他在箴言三十一章从十二节开始，他说他一生使丈夫有益无损。
And then in Proverbs says of she all of her life she will benefit her husband.
他寻找羊绒和麻，甘心用手做工。
And she seeks wool and flax.
他不吃闲饭。
And she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread.
这边他跟你讲到一个非常非常主动寻找圣工为神家祷告的人。
So you're a good person who proactively seeks for ministries for the house of God.
他寻找羊绒和麻，他发功夫出身。
She seeks, she spends effort to seek for wool and flax.
甘心亲手去做。
And willingly she works with her eager
hands.
And that day, Brother Wei shared that there are three kinds of people in church. The first kind of people who come to church to see what church can provide me. Oftentimes, a lot of people like that.
There
are a lot of children who are like this.
Second
half of people.
是一些进入服事的。
And those who serve in the departments and service.
教会有安排有要求他才做。
So they will only do whenever it's required by church.
教会如果没有安排没有要求他就不做。
If it's not arranged or required by church,
they will not do anything. So
it's like they will only do things on demand.
他说动一下，动一下，拖一下，再动一下。
Will only have any movement or action on demand only. And your finger will not move unless you
trust it.
But here, there's a woman of noble character. She
feeds her hands.
And she works with her eager hands. And then she proactively watches over the affairs of her household. We need such vessels in
household.
We need vessels who would proactively seek for ministries and work with the Lord. And then what touches me the most is that this kind of people.
他也没有路的时候，他要让他有路；在沙漠没有江河的时候，他要让他有河。
When there's no way in the desert, he will make the way. And then when there's no streets in the wilderness,
he will make the way. 不是跟他批评挑剔论断的。如果没有路，我要让他有路；如果没有河，我要让他有河。
Such person will not sit there idle or complain. If there's no way.She will make the way, and if there are no streets, she will make the streets.
他说如果没有诚实的人的话
，without such people，
他说没有诚实的祷告跟侍奉的话，教会是不可能复兴的。
Without such prayer or service, church will not revive.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我请求弟兄姊妹，我真的谢谢主给我们这么多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters, I really thank you, and how I thankful that God gave us so many brothers and sisters to love the
Lord. 大家一定要积极，一定要主动。
Eager and active as well. Oftentimes,
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献，来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工。 带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。